jamming. It's longer just Thursday. It's Local Jams Thursday.
Because Loco is like my guy.
Every Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll even add in a couple throwbacks because we're deep like that.
One Love Radio.
100% local. 100% fresh. 100% for Jesus.
Hello, Sia Vonga.
One Love Radio.
91.5 FM.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. Mandevu constituency to get over 5 million Kwacha CDF road upgrade. UPND gains popularity in Western Province amid development push. In foreign news headlines, UN slave trade resolution welcomed in West Africa, African Union. And in sports, World's top sporting tribunal confirms Senegal has lodged AFCON appeal. Now the news in detail. Mandevu constituency's road infrastructure is said to receive a significant upgrade, with over 5 million kwacha having been allocated for the project under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says key works earmarked for redevelopment include road paving works covering approximately 2 kilometers, paving of a 1 kilometer stretch in Kabanana Ward, and the paving of 500 meters of road with drainage systems in Impulungu Ward to address waterlogging and improve accessibility, especially during the rain season. Mr. Nyambe says, meanwhile, complementary works will also be undertaken to support the paving program and will include gravel road base preparation across multiple wards and base courseworks for road maintenance. He says the paving of roads is expected to bring multiple benefits to the people of Mandevu, including improved access to markets, schools and health facilities, reduced vehicle maintenance costs, enhanced safety for both motorists and pedestrians, mitigation of flooding through proper drainage systems, improved sanitation by reducing dust and mud, as well as contribute to the overall upgrading of informal settlements. He further says the roadworks are also expected to create short-term employment opportunities for local residents during the construction phase, further contributing to household incomes.
The paving of roads is expected to bring multiple benefits to the people of the constituents, including, among others, improved access to markets, schools and health facilities, reduced vehicle maintenance costs, enhanced safety for both motorists and pedestrians, mitigation of flooding through proper drainage systems, improved sanitation by reducing dust and mud, as well as contributing to the overall upgrading of informal settlements. The works are also expected to create short-term employment opportunities for local residents during the construction phase, and also contributing to household incomes, enabling these people to provide for their families, take their children to school and other essential needs in their homes. We remain committed as the council to ensure we deliver quality infrastructure through the CDF and making sure that our communities.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has urged consumers, especially the attendees of the 2026 Kuomboka ceremony in Mongu, to buy certified food products and beverages from trusted outlets to safeguard their health and safety. Speaking in Mongo on Thursday, 26th March 2026, when he led a delegation from ZCSA and Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, in paying a courtesy call on Western Province Principal Education Standards Officer Peso Richard Imasiku on the sidelines of the Kuomboka ceremony celebrations, ZCSA Manager Communications and Public Relations Brian Hatioka says consumers should be cautious as they consume food products, beverages and other products before, during and after the ceremony. Mr. Hatioka says traditional ceremonies and other large gatherings generally attract traders who sell products to unsuspecting consumers, thereby posing risks to public safety and health. He says ZCSA withdrew from the market in Western Province non-compliant products valued at 17,346 kwacha during the fourth quarter of 2025, and this was out of the total value of 440,645.89 kwacha of withdrawn non-compliant products from 10 provinces of Zambia during the same period.
Many people are coming for Kwamboka. They are bringing more sorts of products on the market. Some of the products are actually expired. Others are questionable. So we want to sensitize them so that they are self-conscious as they buy these products on the market. We believe that when individuals are equipped with the right knowledge, they can make informed choices and influence their peers, families, and communities. By doing so, they help prevent unsafe products from spreading in society. So we are saying this initiative is therefore not just about protecting individuals, but about nurturing a generation that values safety, quality, and responsibility. So through you, we would like to make an appeal to the teachers and other consumers that they need to develop a habit of reading labels on the products as they consume these products so that they are protected.
Meanwhile, CCPC Provincial Investigator Kevin Mainza says the commission was committed to promoting the rights of consumers, especially pupils, in a bid to safeguard their future.
Our main consumer protection, and we've also been participating through our school clubs. So we have been in the business of educating consumers, and on certain times we actually do what you call educational inspections. So we pick up students from schools and basically go with them in the shops, and then we just educate our consumers on how to look out for expired, as he was mentioning, looking out for expired products, basically product information. So we have been sensitizing, and I think this partnership has come at a very opportune time, because there are certain times when we do our random school visitations, when we are faced with questions that fall within the mandate of Zambia Compulsory Standards.
The Zambia Must Prosper Party ZMP in Mukushi District has refuted claims that members of the party have defected to the ruling party, UPND. Speaking in a statement, ZMP Director of Politics Lucy Siataba says the reported defections are false, as no member of the party has defected, as the party remains strong and intact. Ms. Siataba says the party structures in Mukushi District remain operational, and the members of the party remain loyal to the party, and no party official has defected from the party.
Our structures in Mukushi remain fully operational. Our members remain loyal, and no official district leadership has defected from the party. What is being portrayed as defections is nothing more than a desperate political attempt by opponents to create a false impression of popularity before the public, when the opposite is the reality. It's regrettable that public media platforms are being used to amplify exaggerated political narratives that do not accurately represent facts.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has continued to gain popularity in Western Province, with party officials attributing the trend to government's pro-poor policies and increased development initiatives. According to Spooky Mulemwa, Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator, the ruling party remains the preferred choice for many citizens, both in the province and across the country. He noted that Western Province, once considered among the least developed regions, is now benefiting from a more equitable distribution of development projects. Mulemwa says government programs such as free education, which has reportedly brought millions of learners back into school, alongside the school feeding program, reinstated meal allowances, cash for work, and the expanded constituency development fund, the CDF, have significantly improved the livelihoods of many citizens.
It cannot be overemphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema's people-centered policies, such as free education, which has seen 2.6 million learners back in school, coupled with the newly introduced school feeding program, restated meal allowances, cash for work, increased and expanded in scope CDF, as well as many other social security initiatives, are the reasons hundreds of defectors are joining the ruling party across the country. More so, Western Province in particular has witnessed a major influx of opposition members adapting their political parties for UPND, citing President Hakainde Hichilema's focused, proper leadership that prioritizes the well-being of all citizens, regardless of political or religious affiliation. As a matter of fact, we expect more people from the opposition to defect.
In our church news, various listeners have called on the church to take an active role in educating members of their congregation against violence. Speaking during the neighborhood program on One Love Radio, listeners have aged